Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic, five reasons why you'd want to buy a new home. All right, guys, this topic came about again because I had a phone call the other day from a reporter asking for some information about housing. They're going to write some stories. And we initially started off with an economic premise on the story. And I had some data and some information put together for them. And obviously went through that information. But what was interesting to me is as we were having a conversation, it changed dramatically to a whole different topic. And I really wasn't prepared at the moment for this. And I had to really think off the top of my head. And he asked me, what are five reasons why people would want a new home over existing home? And so these are my five reasons. This was not deeply thought out. This was just, okay, off the cuff. I'm going off of, you know, what I know. So I put this together really quickly, but I think it's interesting. And I think it does make a lot of sense on these reasons. So here are my five reasons why people would want to buy a new home over an existing home. And he originally asked me for 10, and I might have been able to squeak out 10, but that would have been a stretch. So we're going to do the top five. All right. The number one reason why someone wants to buy a new home versus an existing home, and I think anybody can agree with this one's probably the easiest one on the list, is you get what you want. When you buy an existing home, you're going to be settling for things. You're not going to find the exact perfect home of your life unless you've been watching this home for the last 5-10 years and you've been waiting for it to go on the market. When you build a new home, you're going to get what you want. You're going to be able to pick the floor plan. You're going to be able to pick the colors. You're going to be able to pick the finishes within reason and within budget, of course. But you're going to have a lot of control, and you're going to be able to decide really what you want to have in that home. So I think you are going to be able to really get very close to what your ideal or your dream home is, whereas if you bought something existing, you're going to either have to be updating it, or you're going to have to settle for certain things. Like, it doesn't have, you know, the type of great room that you wanted, or it doesn't have the certain type of kitchen in it. You might find a couple features that you really like, but you're probably not going to get everything you want. So number one reason, you're going to get what you want. The second reason why you would want to buy a new home over an existing home is that they are way more energy efficient, and not just energy efficient, but also airtight. Airtightness is a huge, huge thing, because when you have a new home, the technology and the standards that we're using now, even compared to 5 years ago, are night and day. We're doing a lot more air sealing. We're using a lot more spray foam. We're closing up these penetrations. We have technology like these infrared cameras that can see the cold spots in the home. So we can really dial in the energy efficiency. And the equipment that we're putting in is obviously even better than it was before. Furnaces, you go with a two-stage furnace, it's 96.6% efficient. You know, you buy a home from 10, 12 years ago, you might have a 92% efficient furnace. And if you buy one even older than that, it might have an 88% efficient furnace. So you are going to have that energy efficiency. You're going to have that air tightness. The windows have gotten even better. The technology, some of the windows have foam inside the core, which even makes, you know, like a vinyl window even more energy efficient. You have better argon gas techniques. You have better sealing techniques. There's better wrap systems for the home. So there's a lot of energy efficiency benefits. Plus, if you're putting in new products, hot water heaters, your appliances, those have even higher energy ratings and lower water usage and things than you would have on an existing home, unless that was completely updated. But even still, you update an old home, unless you pretty much gut the whole thing and start over, you're not going to get the same energy efficiency. In fact, a new home is roughly 25% more efficient than an existing home. So even though you might pay more for that new home, you're going to save quite a bit on the energy aspect of it. Okay, the third reason why you'd want to buy a new home versus a existing home is there is the warranty aspect of it. And the warranty is huge because you have the ability to get things fixed and potentially not pay for them, especially at least in the first year. And some of the items carry extended warranties beyond that. Whereas if you buy an existing home, first, there's two things. One is on an existing home, the warranty most likely doesn't exist. And if there is an extended warranty from a product, many of the products don't actually transfer the warranty to the second buyer. So you might think you're getting a warranty on something and find out that you're not even eligible for it. So the warranty is really something that I think we got to really watch out for and be aware of it because, you know, on an existing home, if you have something fail, the water heater fails, well, there's, you know, $1,800, $1,500, something like that for the water heater. Boom. That's just an unexpected expense right away. You have a leak, the sump pump breaks, and the basement carpet, in your finished basement gets wet, and you got to tear it all out. Well, boom. There is another unexpected expense where it might be covered by the warranty of the home. All right. The next reason that you would want to buy a new home versus existing home is that the inventory situation. Quite frankly, there is very little to choose from out on the market, and most people are not finding really what they like. And you may even have to overpay on an existing home just to get what you know, think would be acceptable. And now you've bought this home in a subdivision and maybe paid $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, I've even seen $75,000 over asking price. You've paid all this extra money. Now, if the other homes don't go on the market for a while and they don't climb that much in value, you could be stuck with an overpriced home in an area where the values aren't really going to climb that fast. And you might have made a bad investment. With a new home, A, if you decide to build, again, you can pick your location, you can pick everything. Can get what you want, but you could also potentially purchase a model home, and may not get everything you want, but you're going to be able to find a lot of the things that you desire in that home and have that new home. And there are more and more of these starting to hit the market, and I think we'll see more of them later in the year here as well. So there should be, you know, at least a steady flow of new homes hitting the market over the next year. Maybe not as fast as in the past. But you will see a steady flow of new homes starting to hit the market here as builders caught up from the initial surge after COVID, and are starting to produce inventory for consumers again. All right, and then the fifth and final reason why you want to purchase or people would find buying a new home better than an existing home is that you don't have the deferred maintenance costs. And this is the big one. And this is the one that people just don't factor in when they buy an existing home a lot of times. When you buy that existing home, let's just say it's a 20-year-old home. You may budget money to update it, like put in new carpet, put in new countertops, maybe repaint, possibly even add cabinets. You may put $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, heck, even $70,000 towards that. That's cool. That's fine. But here's the deal. It's still got 20-year-old guts of it. So the roof is still 20 years old. It's probably only got a few years left, maybe 5, maybe 10. The siding might need repainting. Now that might be covered in your update pricing, but again, if this thing's 20 years old, the siding is also 20 years old and it's getting potentially to the end of its life. So now you've got siding that's going to need to be done fairly soon. You're going to have a roof that's going to be needed to be done very soon. Other things, your mechanical systems, furnaces, air conditioners, hot water heaters, those typically last, hot water heaters sometimes is only 10 years. If you went 20 years on the original hot water heater, you're likely to be replacing that at any time. The furnace, just replaced mine at 20 years. Could have squeaked it out a little longer, but also wanted to take advantage of the energy efficiency with it. So you start to add and figure out, hey, in 5 years, I got to redo the furnace, and that's going to be $6,000. So you divide that out over, 5 years and times 12 months, and it's a certain dollar amount per month. And the roof, well, that could be $15,000 or $20,000 easily. Again, that needs to be done in 5 or 10 years. You got to start dividing that out. And you start to look at what that's going to cost to replace those items. And we're using current costs. We're not using future costs. That starts to add up. And all of a sudden, it could be a couple hundred dollars a month to do all the updates that you need. So that new home that potentially could cost $50,000 or $75,000 more than that existing home of similar size and style, that new home is looking pretty good, because if you start figuring out that payment and you start adding in those couple hundred dollars to the deferred maintenance, that new home is not so expensive anymore, because with that new home, you got a long ways to go before you're going to be replacing any of that. And yeah, you may want to budget a little bit towards, say, a water heater or something like that, but you really don't need to start worrying about that roof or the siding or the paint for at least 5 to 10 years. So you've got, probably a 10-year head start easily towards a lot of these deferred maintenance costs. And most people just don't factor those in. And when you add that in, you factor in the energy efficiency and all the other things, that new home is looking pretty good. Once again, thank you for tuning in to The Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.